episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Be told. Burn back better. Build back better. Told. This is Rick on April the 22nd. April the 22nd. Easter Tuesday, it says. What? It can't be Easter. Oh, Tasmania. It's now just after Easter. Had not a bad Easter, I didn't get out of bed till after midday most days because I'm so exhausted after the previous week because I'm so run down after that. But always interesting things everywhere. And I thought, well, you know, it's Tuesday, got no one at home. Had two children at home though last night, which is wonderful. And I had to run around cleaning up after them. Back to the old days. Do I miss that? Maybe. Anyway, you know, having to clean the coffee machine out because someone's left the coffee machine full of coffee, blah, blah, blahs, and making beds. What a great father I am, though. And you got to spoil. I got spoilt. I'm doing the same thing. I'm paying back what happened to me when I was a spoilt child. Anyway, on a few different notes on Be Told, one of the things I spotted, and I meant to mention last week, these strange statues I spotted, and I don't think I really elaborated on it. I did maybe talk about it the next day, though, on the Rick and Rollo show, possibly, or the next show I did. Maybe I mentioned it on the Fakeologist thing that I did the other night that I hadn't heard, so I can't remember what I said. But either way, that's going on. Checking I'm being recorded. I might have been continually muted. No, I'm going green, as usual. I was going green when I saw that statue that was all green last week. So this statue that I was talking about, this big evil fallen angel thing hanging off the side of the building with a head like a bloke and a body holding it, squeezing one of her boobs with skulls all over her wings. Evidently, according to a Melbourne local that's on the Truth Meets, was apparently meant to be a goddess called Fortuna. Not Tuna the fish, but Fortuna. And I just went, there's no way. This is how gullible the public can be. If someone tells you that something's, I think I have to quote Dave J, if someone gives you a rock and puts some icing on it and a candle, it's not a cake. And what they've presented with this statue, I forget the name of the sculpture that's done a lot of stuff in Sydney, the Winnies, and Melbourne, is clearly a fallen angel. Nothing to do with this goddess Fortuna. Goddess Fortuna carries one of those big conch shell things, like what's that? The logo on those the Fruit of the Loom, I think it was. Was it Fruit of the Loom or some weird thing that's changed? It has that big shell full of gifts that come flying out, and that's what she holds, that big kind of horn full of gold coins and wheat, which would be obviously fortune, obviously. This thing, that this sculpture has been paid huge sums of money for. It hangs out outside on where everyone can see it as you're walking towards the markets in Melbourne, is definitely a demon or a fallen angel. And he lied to the public, and the public believed it, including the person that told me that she said it was Fortuna. It's not. Guaranteed not. If you want to see Fortuna, just look up Fortuna, the logo of the goddess Fortuna. And there's no skulls, no high beam nipples, no pubic hair, no, completely naked, grumpy-looking face with a big bulldozer forehead. Definitely a bloke. Again, Baphomet, 100%. Anyway, so that's that one wrapped up. There's no way that they're lying to the public of Melbourne, and this is the public of Melbourne bought the fucking thing. I could see it was bad from, you know, I mentioned 20 metres away, but no, the public over there. No, we've been given this is a statue of Fortuna. It's wonderful. It brings good luck. Well, I'm telling you, that statue didn't bring you any luck 5 years ago. You got wrongly, but absolutely done over by the Andrews government and treated like convicts. And you had the wings of Satan envelop your city, Melbourne. It was an absolute nightmare there. They did all sorts of nasty things to the Melbourne people for the COVID scam. locked buildings up. Closed so many cafes and businesses went broke over that period of time. They've recovered, but you know, that's 4 years of misery and they're just getting better now. So there you go. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is one of my great new conspiracy theories that is mine, sorry, getting some beer out of the freezer. Zero carb. Zero carb beer. Yeah, is these new big buildings everywhere. And Melbourne is literally full of them as well. I mentioned this thing last week. It's full of horrible new architecture. And I mean really disgusting, abysmal stuff like Sydney's full of. Like plastic. There's one of those buildings down towards the university. It's got what looks like orange goop all around the outside of it, like this green, like a plasticky, ugly, fucking disgusting-looking thing. And it looks really modern, apparently. Glass monstrosities everywhere. All the usual ones, two become one everywhere, blah, 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 blah. But I'm telling you now, these apartments and modern architecture that are going up is not designed to last. It's there for a good reason. And this is my theory that I brought it up the other day, and I think I was roundly told, I don't know about that. I said that I'm suggesting the combination of lithium batteries that are literally causing fires everywhere. What's that? Everybody's that Gary Oldman yelling at everybody in what's that movie? The Professional. Leon the Professional. Love that role of the psychotic drug addicted cop. It seems to be addicted to Xanax. I think it's Xanax. He's cracking left, right, and center. What a fantastic role! Everybody. You can't really shout in these phones because it cancels it, but what a fantastic role. And I'm telling you that these lithium batteries are designed, they want things to catch fire soon in the near future. And one day, these new buildings that have been built, these monstrosities, have all got cladding that is made of aluminium with kind of plastic infused. And it's highly flammable. We've had some absolute disasters. I don't know how the fire brigade haven't been able to get this in public and start jumping up and down and saying there's a disaster on its way. Because you saw those towers in London that went up that time and they just burned like a Roman candle. I'm suggesting that in the near future, all this, when they want to bring the population down or they want to get rid of all this stuff, they're just going to set fire. It's all going to catch fire. And these lithium batteries are going to be blamed for it or going to be responsible for it. Maybe they've got timers in them. Who's to know? And there's electric bikes everywhere. All these people that have got electric bikes are living in these apartments and they're charging their batteries, these ion lithium batteries, in their apartments. A lot of them are getting cheap ones, a lot of the Bunnings ones. Now, we've brought in laws now, apparently, in Sydney or in Australia, that are going to try and address this issue, but too little too late. I'm suggesting too little too late. And I'm guaranteeing it that my theory that one day they will just burn back better, BBB 666 222, number six. These things are just going to go up. And there'll be no evidence except that the good thing is a lot of the older buildings have kept a lot of the old sandstone buildings. So they'll be there again, just like maybe the last reset, because maybe we've had another one of these before when things just caught fire. And that leaves all that's left is the old stone buildings. But the plastic monstrosities covered in this flammable stuff are just all going to catch fire. And there'll be hardly any apartments anywhere in the population when it's brought right down, which I'm suggesting they're going to do. I don't care what anyone says. The malfeasance going on at the moment in the media, I spotted some more today. I mean, last 2 weeks ago, Christian White with a K, that's Christian with a K, White, you know, became the most hated man in Australia. He got, you know, exonerated for gunning, firing a taser and killing a 93-year-old woman. I think it was 93, which is a Crowley number for the news cycle. And today's, I just noticed, I was listening to one of the excellent reduxes that Alan Watt, Melissa's doing over there. Choosing, I don't know, she's actually, some of his fans are actually suggesting you should play this one, you should play this one. The last two are highly recommended on the Cutting Through the Matrix shows. 2005 era, where he just free talks and he talks about the good stuff. The later shows are not anywhere near as hard-hitting as these ones. These are just ones that are timeless. You can listen to them. It doesn't matter what year or whatever. They're good stuff. And where was I going to go with this? Well, they brought up Trump's advisor to his supposed Christian, another female on Truth Meets, was suggesting it's wonderful that Trump's bringing Christianity back to the White House. Well, if he's bringing that, you call that Christianity when you bring a female called surname White Kane with a C-A-I-N-E, White Kane. That sounds like a blind person. It also ties in the Cain and Abel story. And her other co-host or cohort is someone called Korn, Jennifer Korn with a K. So you got that K again in front of it. Now, Stephen King was obsessed with Children of the Corn. There's always corn around a lot of his books. This is to do with the fields of, fields of Nephilim. Could be all sorts of stuff, but it's old archetypes being brought into news. So this Trump character, if anyone thinks that he's coming, he's a good guy, yeah, he's very likable. Sounds very similar to what in the last chapters of the Bible said is basically an antichrist will be there spouting good things and everyone fool a lot of people. Certainly fooling a few people, a couple of people I've seen on the fakeologist type World Truth Meets. There's a couple there that think that he's a good guy. I'm afraid to say you're going to be sadly disappointed if you trust this guy as being your hero. And really and truly, it's just all over the place. The media is just full of it, more ways than one. And then, to my horror, to my great amusement, I think it was last week, Joel, on the after show we did on the Rick and Rollo, R&R, on Saturday night, he just happened to remind me of the Pulse shooting, the one of the victims who was shot six times he was shot, Angel Colon, six bullets, and he was there talking the next day. Now, if you've been shot six times with a high-powered military rifle, there's very little chance you'd be talking the next day or able to talk the next day. You may not be dead, but you certainly wouldn't be talking. Totally fake story. And it operated on by Dr. Matt Lube. Matt Lube. Matthew Lube. L-U-B-E. Just like the lubricant. Colon and lubricant. Can you believe it? Yes, you, well, you should have if you watched the news and read this thing. So you've got to be right these days, read the story, then go through and find the names of the people involved. And if you can't see that you're being royally, absolutely mocked by these metascripters, that there's nothing can help you. Nobody or nothing can help you if you've been fooled by these people with names that blatant, you know. And they'd all come, I think 50 of the Pulse nightclub survivors had been at the Country and Western thing. Or actually, it was Pulse the gay nightclub. It was. That was the one that there was about three cars parked in the car park and allegedly 50 people shot dead or something outrageous like that. And as I love, someone was saying, and they must be one of those clown cars where, you know, 30 clowns can fit in one car, because there's no way that many people could have been in that with that car park being that empty. Ludicrous. Ludicrous. And so right now you got the same thing. Trump, his advisors, White Cain. What's her name? You know, Sarah White Cain, is it? Was it Sarah White Cain or whatever her name is? Who cares? But it's the surname you've got to look at. White hyphen Cain. Yeah, so you got more than one thing there. You've got Cain and Abel. White, you know, she's white, obviously, White Cain. And the blind leading the blind. And that is what's going on with a lot of people who think they've woken up and they're being baffled by mainstream media and being told things that, again, I have to paraphrase Dave J, who's offended more people than most who have ever had hot dinners, when he said, just because someone presents you with a rock with icing on it and a candle, it doesn't mean it's a cake. It's actually a rock with icing on it. And that's what you got with that statue, and it's what you're getting with anyone that thinks Donald Trump is actually there to save you. Just really bad. Two out of ten, more research needed. Men don't get as baffled by – women get baffled by stuff a lot easier. And that's not their fault. Eve did it. It was all thanks to going back to Eve. She trusted the snake. This is in the story of the Bible, which I think was probably an allegory of something more nefarious or interesting. Was there actually a literal serpent that came down and, you know, were they running around with no clothes on? I don't think so. I think it's more, that's one of the stories of the Bible. It would be more of a parable in some ways. Or maybe it wasn't. Look, I wasn't there. I can't back it up. It just seems unlikely, but who's to know? Anything can happen these days. Anything can happen. Cool. Yeah, so more to this, you know, this theory of mine, which wouldn't be the only person to come up with this. Why would they allow building materials so dangerous when at the moment, he says, sliding a door, window, you can't have asbestos in a building, right? Because it kills you in 50 years' time, 30 years' time. You can't have, the new one is that man-made stone, that Caesar stone or compressed stone or compressed concrete or whatever, that will kill you in 20, 30 years. You can get lung issues from that. It's banned off sites, banned off sites. How come they're allowed to screw onto the outside of buildings highly flammable exterior covers that goes over the top of this, the crap that they're building the things with? So it looks really cool and modern. Why are they allowed to do that? And this stuff is flammable. And when that tower in London went up, we've had more than one massive fire in Sydney, the winner is, where the fire brigade said, look, this stuff is just going up like we've never seen before. And the fire brigade are always saying, these batteries are going up like we've never seen before, but why is no one listening? And why is there no safety, we've got to remove the stuff straight away, like the asbestos and the compressed concrete kitchen and bathroom bench tops. Why is this so? Because I'm telling you, the end goal is they want to burn the whole thing down, and they're going to do this using this technique. The whole lot would just go up eventually, you know, when something happens, if someone doesn't come back to save you, and God help you if he doesn't, and all these things just go down. They could easily just torch everything and there'd be nothing left, and it would go back to what it looked like cities for a lot less people in the future. Now, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist of negative, but I'm telling you, this could be what's going down. I just use my logic and my gut instinct here. When it's always been, I've always queried, because I've been in the building industry, why they're allowed to use cladding that's highly flammable and that burns if it gets at a certain temperature. And nothing's left of it. You saw that tower. What's it called? The towers in, not the twin towers, the one that happened in England. Allegedly a whole lot of people in there. I'd probably doubt that. You're listening to Be Told, episode number, I'll have to come back to you on that one.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to Conversation,
or your preoccupation,
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now, back to the conversation.
The art of conversation.
You're listening to Be Told, episode 26, on the, April the 22nd, 2025. And I've been quite regular with these things. Fantastic. Thank you, Joel and Sarah. Good to talk to them the other night, actually. I had a little conversation with Joel and Sarah. Really enjoyed. Susie. I'll actually share what Susie, she sent me a message. She said she's listening into the Fakeologist audio chat. She said it's just people just, there's nothing, not as good as they used to be. And I would probably have to agree with you there. They haven't got the same characters anymore. Oh, there's a couple of the same people that have still always been on there. But as far as getting the hard-hitting stuff, I did enjoy a show the other day, and I heard Fast Value. It was always good chatting to somebody. But look, unless you've got something really good to say, just because you can doesn't mean you should. You need to have something good to say, like these meandering conversations that are going all over the place. It was, you know, particularly ones, you know, if there's just two people in the room, talk to yourself, ring the person up and chat to them. You don't need to inflict it, your personal conversations on the whole of whatever. But if you've got a good group of people, four, and you're bouncing off each other, put it into recording. Fantastic. But I said to Susie, we'll send that message to Ab. I'm not going to say anything. He should know. I'm sure he can tell that a lot of bandwidth's getting used up and nothing particularly interesting is being said. As I said, you need to have good information. Put the meat on the table. Dave J. Put the meat on the table. I'd say, anyway, I have to say to Dave, episode number 30 we just did of Bongversations, 300 odd people listened to it already, or thereabouts, or we'll be heading that way. Fantastic. You know, really, really good stuff. It was basically on Severance, the final series. I don't think he was, he didn't like the ending. I love the show. I love the show. It doesn't mean it's the first time I've been enjoyed watching TV for many years. So, we did a review on that. Good stuff, though. Good stuff. Bongversations, episode 30. Only available on YouTube. Got to go to Dave J on YouTube and you'll find them. Now, bringing back to the Alan Watt Redux's last two episodes, these are highly fantastic shows where he's just off the top of his head talking about how we got to where we got. And what else could happen? I just liked listening to him when he was talking before 2010, between 2000 and from 98 to 2005, so 2006. That's his best stuff. And he really did. He had a lot of the people here on Fakeologist, the good ones, I'm talking about Chris Kendall, Marcus Allen, Jan Eric, you know, the old school guys. They all came from Alan Watt, guaranteed. Whatever his real name is, And they, well, I'm at Yarn, but I know Chris and Marcus Allen were both regular caller inners on and got through. Now, that wouldn't have been easy to do, would not have been easy to do back in the day. But they got through and talked to Big Al back in the day. And so a lot of fakeologists, you know, royalty or hoax busters royalty came from the offshoots from the Alan Watt Cutting Through the Matrix show. So that's good stuff. People take, you take what you get and run with it. And then you stand on the shoulders of giants, whatever. Always enjoy those shows. I've been shouting them out for big time. I've had the privilege of actually being on a Cutting Through the Matrix show, impersonating Alan Watt, thanks to Ab. I don't know how well that went, but I did. Hey, folks, this is Alan Watt. Hey, folks. I haven't done that for a long time. But definitely my favourite, as I say, your bass. You need a bass. That's listening to music, you need bass as well. But a bass, B-A-S-E, to fall back on if you're going into research and if you're having an argument with somebody. I was explaining this today to a very keen listener that he's a friend of mine's son, one of my clients. He's only 23 or 4 or thereabouts. He loves listening to the stuff that I'm talking about. You know, and he's got that, but he queries things, which is fantastic. He doesn't believe everything I'm saying, but it's some things he goes, that's fantastic. And he likes, you know, I told him about NASA, the anagram of NASA's Satan, but they remove the T. And that's why they say when they count down at Cape Canaveral, Carnaval, the Kennedy Space Center, is a T minus 10, 12, 13, whatever. T, they always say T minus. Now, they remove the T, they minus the T from the anagram of Satan, which is NASA. NASA apparently also means deception, deceptor in whatever, in one of those ancient languages. And that's what I like about the Alan Watt show, because he's read a lot more old books than I have. I guess he would have been, I'm guessing, 12 years older than me, because I always get on really well with people. Chinese year people. There's differing there with that. I'm a dragon. I get on really well with dragons. They're 12 years older than me. Older people, back in the old days, it was fine. Nowadays, if it's a female that's 12 years older than me, I'm not that keen. But as far as friendship goes, I always get on really well with people 12 years older than me or 12 years younger than me. And I had a beautiful girlfriend many years ago that was 12 years younger than me. Exactly, Thomas. Well, not exactly, but she was a dragon as well. And we just got on like a house on fire despite our... Well, it wasn't that much of an age difference. I was like... she was 22 and I was 34 or something or other, you know. It's not that bad. It's not exactly what I call illegal. But she was absolutely fantastic. And we got on like a house on fire despite that age difference. It was there seems to be a year... There's definitely a Chinese year thing. That is, there's a there with it. The year that so there's dragons, horses, monkeys, pigs, snakes. I think we're in the year of the snake now, which is no surprise. The year of the ox, that logo of the ox, which is the OX and the zero with an X in it, that's Antichrist all over it, which kind of explains this horned motif that you see everywhere. They cannot get enough horned motifs. Disney, all of the everywhere you look. I'm going on about it. Same thing I've always gone on about. But wherever you look, whenever they can stick horns on your head, they'll stick horns on your head. Even if you're in a movie about ballet, they'll manage to get horns on your head for a logo, for an image for that movie. It's an archetype. And is it to do with the ox? And the ox is the Antichrist, OX. I think so. So maybe the year of the ox, which was last year, was it year of the ox or OX a couple of years ago? Maybe that was the introduction of the Antichrist. Now, I've been into this whole Antichrist thing since many years. Now, Dave explains it probably better, and he's read the book a lot more than I have. I started at the end back in the day, like a good Japanese person, not that I'm Japanese, read backwards, and I read Revelations backwards. That was and Daniel. I love this, the end time stuff. I like I did with my maths at school when I cheated and became hopeless at maths, the end answers were always at the end of the book, and that's the same with the Bible. The good stuff is always at the end, and that's why I chose to read it. Consequently, I didn't read the Old Testament. It's too many words for me. Too many, shellfish. Why would shellfish be, is it Leviticus? Shellfish is, you get stoned to death. Not stoned as in smoking joints. You can be stoned for eating shellfish, I do believe. My brother's always quoting that. He's read it four times, the Bible. And now he's a militant atheist. Unbelievable. And he has read the book. I know he's read the book because he can spout anything just like a few other people. An ounce of salt. Frank, he can do it. Now, I just cannot read books that big. I can read bits of them, but I cannot. And is this a good thing? It possibly is, because I'm not fixated on any one particular subject. I'm not a know-all on one particular subject. Music, yes. Conspiracies, yes. But as far as biblical literature and stuff like that, there's a lot I haven't read and a lot I don't know, which is why I like doing Bongversations. Fantastic shows. Be told, 100%. I'm definitely suggesting that in the future, these buildings, these ugly, disgusting-looking modern architectures everywhere. It's not designed to last. It's not there forever. It's going to just burn down to nothing. And there'll be no evidence of it, the way that these things burn. And you've got these perfect incendiary devices that people have got in their house. They'll be made to get them. The well-meaning greenies have gone out and bought a... I've got clients that have removed all their petrol stuff. All their gardening gear is all battery chargers. The lawnmower, everything. And they've got these things running on charge all the time too. Yeah, there's some good brands out there, Makita and some of those other ones. There's a lot of cheap crap. Bunnings, again, I'll bring the Bunnings up. Giant, two bigger buildings all over the place. I think they're going to be used for nefarious purposes in the future. That's just me. Grade A conspiracy theorist. Now, if I'm wrong, it's fantastic. This is negative positivity here. I'm glad to be wrong. If I'm wrong, it's fantastic. I win. If I'm right, I win as well, because I said, I told you so. I told you so. If I'm wrong, well, at least we didn't get put into these detention centers that they're building everywhere, giant supposed hardware stores with a big red hammer on each one, crossed hammer as their logo. Now, that is definitely suspicious to me. As a person that's read Orwell and things like that a lot. And interesting, this is another thing I was picked up on today, when my own exclusive, which when I did the interview with Melissa, I've discovered that George Orwell had blatantly lifted a whole lot of stuff out of the book We Will Not Cease by Archibald Baxter. And it was just happened to have been published by Gollins, his Orwell's good friend and publisher was a guy called Gollins, surname, Gollins with a Z and an S, probably, I would say, from Hungarian Jewish with a name like that. he also published Archibald Baxter's work in 1938 or 39, same time that George or Eric Blair was doing book reviews. And just by coincidence in this, if you listen to you can go onto the show I did with Melissa called Proud Conspiracy Theorists on YouTube. It's 1,200 views so far on that one. The one that's most censored has had a lot of views. Got the other ones, got views, obviously, but the one that says extremely censored has been absolutely watched by a lot of people. Is that you, Martha? Oh, wonderful. Good morning to you. I'll just finish what I was talking about.
Sorry, no, you crack on.
No, you stay there. No, I was just talking about the fact that Orwell's publisher, Gollins, was good friends with this Archibald Baxter, who wrote his We Will Not Cease anti-war book. And I've never heard anyone mention this before, apart from myself, who just reads the bits and pieces of lots of different books. And I picked up that odd thing. They're not the one thing that I have noticed that's even more, it's just as big, really, because I don't trust Orwell. I think he was definitely a man who was meant to be. And today, Martha, I was listening to the latest Redux, or the one before, of Coming Through the Matrix.
Yep.
And there's a book called Peter Stansky and William Abrahams, Orwell, The Transformation. This is the book that I got it from. So just by coincidence, Orwell's wife was sitting at a dinner table with the guy that wrote the book, and this is what Alan was going on. It was talking about this particular author who wrote The Ghost and the Machine, who was definitely up to no good. And he was Stalin's advisor, this guy particular. He was part of every, you know, really, I forget his name, but he wrote The Ghost and the Machine. What's his name? Not Volovsky. Anyway, he said to George Orwell's wife, before 1984 came out, he said to her, he's going to be big. He's going to be one of the biggest authors ever. Like, he told her. So he knew that he was going to be big. And this guy's like up to no good guy. So it's very interesting that I picked up from reading all these random books on, and I've got them here right now, I've got the Same Man book, which is really, really, really good about Evelyn Waugh and George Orwell being very similar in different people but had the same intent. This guy that wrote, I'll just quickly look it up, The Ghost and the Machine.
Gilbert Ryle.
No. It's no. Called the Ghost and the Machine. Is it called The Ghost and the Machine? That's the police album. I think it might be that. It was about how that the elites were trying to fight. This guy was into the mind control and stuff like that, and they were desperately trying to work out. There's a thing that humans have, the spirit or the soul. They're desperately trying to get a hold of that. They want to be able to control that, and so. I'll Google it. I hate to do that, but I'm going to. He's a Ghost in the Machine.
Oh, Gilbert Ryle first coined the phrase Ghost in the Machine. Behaviorist philosophy. You're talking about dualism and things like that.
Strange. That I'd get kicked out when I start bringing up stuff like that.
You should, it's your fault for talking about this kind of stuff. You get kicked.
No one's tied in Arthur Kessler and George Orwell.
Arthur Kessler. The Ghost in the Machine. Yes, that's it.
So Kessler was he was actually advisor to Stalin like he was involved with the Russian Revolution. He was there as a researcher. Blah 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 blah. No one. As far as I'm aware, obviously the guy that wrote this book knew about it, but the conspiracy types have not brought this up. I've never heard anyone say, well, the fact that he was sitting next to Mrs. Orwell, whatever her name was, Mrs. Blair. So the authors had spoken to the one you're listening to.
No matter what your age.
You're listening to another conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, on with the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
A completely organic conversation on the 22nd of April 2025, the organic Be Told show, where there's no AI used whatsoever. There's just constant mistakes made, or me Googling things or getting struck off for saying the right thing. And I'm telling you, aligning Kessler and Orwell together is obviously a censorable offence in the future. Anyway, we'll move on. But
his wife was Eileen. Is it Eileen Blair?
Was I think it was Eileen. Yeah, I think it was the second wife then that was interviewed, because I think Eileen died early. Yeah. So it was the second wife that was interviewed, and it's part of. It's either in the same man written by David Lebedorf, or it's in this book that my brother sent me. Unwittingly knowing that I was going to discover more big conspiracies, by Peter Stansky and William Abrahams, Orwell, The Transformation. I think it was Orwell, The Transformation. Highly recommended reading, but Kessler was determined, he was being paid for. So what brings up Kessler big time in there's two reduxes to listen to, the new one, the one before.
Oh, on my list, yeah.
Do yourself a favour.
Yeah.
So how's things in the Bonnie Scotland?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad. The obviously the UK government have finally worked out what a woman is. So that's refreshing.
I was so glad to see that, you know.
Finally it's law now.
So the High Court actually admitted that a woman is with a vagina and can have periods and babies.
With a womb or cervix.
With a womb.
Obviously, the Alphabeti spaghetti mob are out at the weekend protesting and smashing up London and defacing statues in Whitehall and things like that. So no doubt all paid for.
Johnny's List shared that thing, the Melbourne Marxist Festival.
The Melbourne Marxists. Let me just say,
I totally, as my son says, he goes, Dad, they're everywhere and they're trying their best to get him to sign up. And he uses, he's used my excuses, you know, that you're already a member of the Moonies or you're a member of Scientologists or whatever. You're already part of a cult. You don't need another one. Can't afford to pay the subs.
Exactly. How was Melbourne? Was it fantastic?
Yeah. Well, apart from the statues, etc., for sure. But no, it's just a nice vibe. A good vibe there. I'll go back. Absolutely, 100%. My son just flew back yesterday. He gets free flights back, and I don't know whether it's through Centrelink, because they get money if you leave your home. If you're a youth and you leave your home over here, they pay you, I think it's like $8,000 a year, plus to help you set yourself up, you know, to live if you're living in another city. And they give you money to fly back to a return flight to your house twice a year or three times. Unbelievable. This is all free government stuff.
Yeah.
Living in a communist country pays off.
My geography of Australia is pretty poor. Melbourne's on the southeast.
It's to the left of, if you're looking at the map, Sydney's more right than left. Yeah, and that's by coincidence, definitely more right than left in politics. And in geography. So, yeah.
Right. Okay. Good. I was glad you had a nice time.
Yeah. I loved it. It was busy. I love the fact that there's public transport everywhere and it's really efficient. And I didn't have to pay because I don't very rarely, I shouldn't say that, but I just jump on. I never swipe my pass. I just take that. I'm prepared to do the lie when they come up to me and say, I just go, no, I think you're, I can't speak English.
I don't speak English.
Yeah. And I think they probably let you off eventually, but apparently they got a really so if you look at that poster, I sent a photo of a big, concrete thing in the middle of the university, and it's covered in Marxist papers. Below, there's actually some Christian stuff, but below that, there's a lot of Marxist agitation about these group of, like, I forget what they're called, but it's a thing called Mikey. You get a card, a Mikey card, like a key card, but it's called Mikey. And apparently, they've got a Mikey team of ruthless enforcers that will fine you $300 for not swiping on or swiping off. And it's causing a lot. And my son's girlfriend said, a friend of hers was fined $300 for not swiping on. Because you get on these things, you just hit the thing. I just don't do it. I can see down the road where there's some blue or whatever coloured uniforms I got. I'll just jump off and they get
yeah,
on.
Yeah. It keeps people in a job, doesn't it? I suppose it's just another.
It does. Yeah. Well, give a man a uniform and they turn into Hitler. That's what happened.
No doubt they're dressed up like paratroopers and they've got high vis. Utility belts
Funny you should say that. But all over the place, because there's cops everywhere in Melbourne, but they're called protective services. It says police, but they've got protective services and they're all paramilitary, guaranteed.
Mm.
Lots of short, fat people and people that shouldn't be doing it, but a few heavies. I asked one the time when I was roaming, my watch wasn't working or something or other, and they were everywhere, these outside stations. I never encountered them when I was jumping on and off trams for free, but they're there. So there's definitely a paramilitary type new force on the ground in Melbourne everywhere.
Apparently, I see some videos in the UK that, you know, there's loads of people leaving the police force over here because of all the woke chat and all the LGBT stuff. So I don't know if that's true or not.
But this is what
makes you wonder. They're shipping in all these, single men.
If you employ, I don't want to be racist here, but Indians in particular took over, and Asians, your parking police many years ago in Australia. They have no compassion whatsoever. If you run up to them and you've got 1 minute to go on your car before, you know, you have to get in it to get out of that parking, then they're there, you get a ticket. There's no...
There's no empathy.
If they drive a bus, discussing it
or having a chat, they're order followers, big time.
Order followers, be non-specific here, but Americans are just the same. A lot. I worked for when I was doing security years ago. I had a boss who's American, ex-military, very interesting character. You know, he was a US Ranger. He, in this building, if it wasn't on the rule book, you could not do it. And say you had a job to do on the weekend, and there was a great big car park, and you need to leave some of your equipment, and you're going to come in there and do this job, but you didn't want to. You wanted to leave it there. And he would not let that happen. Like an Aussie guy would go, yeah, mate, no worries. This is a favourite Australian word. And New Zealand as well. Yeah, she'll be right, no worries. Not this guy. He was like, no, he'd get out his book and go through a section three base. And I worked with a number of these guys, Americans, that were the same, exactly the same. They didn't have this, like the Indians and the Chinese are the same. They've been militarized or whatever, especially if you've been in the military, that I would say. Not all Americans like this. I'm talking about ex-military, and I'm talking about army here. Definitely order followers, absolute order followers. Like, fuck that. I just used to say, like, what, just give them a go. You know, look, obviously nothing bad's going to be. Nope, no way, come on,
over there. Against the rules. Talking of which, obviously the Pope is dead as well.
Yeah, funny, on Easter Monday. Easter Monday, he died.
We can assume that he died some time ago, I suppose, can we? I don't think.
He was coughing and spluttering.
Yeah.
The king was with him. King Charles and Camilla were there. They presented him with a little present the other day. I saw a photo now, but that could have been staged, obviously.
Mm.
But he was there coughing. He had pneumonia, just like Val Kilmer. And an awful lot of other people out there. Nothing to do with the sprays, he says.
Very cynical.
But yeah, I don't know what's going to happen about this. This is a big story. Not for me. I don't care. But
no, I don't care.
The Catholics are a massive religion. The Pope really is an influential character. So you got South America.
It'd be interesting, yeah, because the Pope who was all for this LGBT and saving the planet.
He was a Jesuit.
Getting you injections. He was a Jesuit, yeah, getting all that shit. So makes you wonder if the narrative will change back to more conservative kind of ideas, I suppose.
This is a big story, and I'm glad you brought it up.
Mm.
Because it doesn't affect me because I'm not Catholic.
No.
It doesn't affect anyone I know in particular, but anyone that's Catholic, this is a big story. And I just remember as an early conspiracy theorist, junior conspiracy theorist back in the late 70s, there was a book came out by a famous British author, David Yallop, about the murder of he had all the evidence that they'd murdered one of the popes. He'd been poisoned. John Paul, whatever his name was. They're all called John and Paul, aren't they? Like the Beatles.
Mm, yeah.
It's very Beatle. It's all John and Paul and Ringo. Well, that could be Pope Ringo, the next one. Who's to know?
It could be.
Or Pope George. Pope George. But either way, it's John Paul, Paul John. Always John and Paul. Beatles-like. There's, a narrative used in the media. But the one that Yallop wrote this book called In God's Name. This is a massive big book back in the late 70s, early 80s. And it was basically saying the Pope had been murdered and the new one's dodgy. Da, da. I think the new one was the one that got shot by the supposed assassin that brought a bulletproof Pope mobile afterwards.
Mm.
But I don't follow the Catholic religion at all. I obviously can
just be wondering to see where the narrative goes, I suppose, or if it changes, or they're going to get into pushing all these agendas. You need someone to do the same, don't you?
This is big. This is a big story. If he's died, and they're going to bring a new one in, because there are so many. He says, getting more beer out of the fridge. So many Catholics out there, especially where I live. I live in a. Like when Johnny Cerucci is on Fake Olives going on about the power of the Catholics or the power of the Jesuits, I'd have to agree with where I live. Everything's owned by them. Everything. Mm. It's just incredible. All the schools are Catholic, and I owe the Catholics money at the moment. Are they going to send the Jesuit assassin team up? Because
they might do. They might forget about it. They've got bigger fish to fry. They've got to find a new pope. They don't know where about
let's hope so. Oh, no, they're threatening. They're threatening. long story, but I had some school fees that I'd paid someone. I actually had paid for, but she hadn't given, through other reasons, blah, blah, blah. But now I have to pay for them, which I'm quite happy to do because she's, this is my ex, always throwing money at my children, so I don't care what she did. Anyway, this is a big, 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 big story. So whatever happens, it's going to be big. And whoever they bring in, you're going to see as a major figure, Pope George, Pope Ringo, the next one, whatever his name is. He's going to be massive part of this new world order agenda.
Well, new world, yeah. I suppose it could be Katy Perry. Now she's been to space. Maybe she's going to be the next pope.
I had to laugh.
Katy Popey. It could be Katy Popey.
Would they ever bring a female? Would they bring in a female pope? I'm not sure. It could be a tranny. Yes, it could be
a tranny. Could be a tranny pope.
Yeah. Look, all bets are off. Everything I'm seeing now, when I was talking earlier about Donald Trump's Christian advisor, with a name like White Cane. I was like, that got to be a joke. And I had to Google it. And sure enough, is it, Sarah White Cane or Edith White Cane, whatever. It's like, if you are taking this shit seriously and believing that Donald Trump's actually, there to help you, which there are people, I have to say that. Mainly females and Rollo that love Donald Trump. But of course, because Trump is so likable, but he ticks all these boxes to be kind of nefarious as far as I'm concerned. He entertains me.
Crazy.
He does
entertain. Oh, he's a, he, Best actor. He's the best actor on the world stage at the moment.
I think he's got the most IMDb's ever. But so that's very interesting. Don't ask me what's going to happen. All I know is what will happen will be something important. You've got so much. But the media right now is just on fire, you know, with fake stories and fake names.
Keep them going for a little while, wouldn't it? Keep the newsbenders going. It's just crazy.
The newsbenders, yeah. Exactly. So, are you warming up in Scotland? Let me just ask that question.
It's getting into double figures. We had one good week
11,
before last, which was
11 double blue. Figures or 10?
Yeah,
10,
blue,
10,
blue sky. 10 or 11. Yeah, 10 or 11. I'm talking low double figures. I'm not talking 9 or 20. We had one good week and then just cloudy and miserable last week. That doesn't make sense to me. It's just the weather, I suppose, but crazy.
It's the weather, right?
But I do see shit being sprayed in the skies, and I don't know what it is, or what it's being done for, and you kind of think, are you taking it too far to think that, you know, one week we get good weather, next week we get shit weather, it's damp and wet, and everyone's coughing and spluttering. I don't know.
A good friend of mine contacted me, he'd not laughed at me, but he used to shake his head when I used to go, look, point at the sky all the time. Now he's sending me photos from the south coast. This is about 4 hours from Melbourne. About 8 hours drive from Melbourne, but he's 4 hours from Sydney. And he said that's just non-stop. And he said everyone's sick in this area, and he's living in a coastal area. They're all coughing and spluttering like I was. A bit better now. He says coughing. But Alan Watts, these two Reduxes tie in a whole lot of stuff where he's going on about, and she's, Melissa's going on about all this powder everywhere, like the stuff, this film that's all over your windows. Now, I've been getting that all the time on certain days after big sprays. I can tell by my windscreen, it's got a cloudy film all over it. There's no bushfires. There's no reason. No pollution. Nothing. Mm-hmm. There's a film over. So something's coming down. Yeah, I'd say there's lots of different things they can spray, but they've announced in Sydney, the winner is that Legionnaires is rampant, and a person died. 12 people have been taken to hospital from Legionnaires disease in Sydney last week, and they're blaming air conditioning towers. At the same time, above your head, it's just chaos. It's like left, right. So, you know, I don't see checkerboards or anything like that anymore. I just see line after line.
Lines. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't look natural to me. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you're using your instincts to come up with that, and I will absolutely back you up. It is not natural. 100% not natural. You're getting so on Sunday we had, and Saturday and Sunday in where I am up the North Coast, blue skies, 30 degrees, beautiful weather. Then on Easter Monday, complete opposite. It was just overcast and rainy and cold. I can't explain how.
Same here. You have a week of good weather. Everyone's happy and this is good. Let's all get out and sit outside the pub and, you know, it's not baking hot, but good for us.
But it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah, it's pleasant. Yeah. And then the following week, a couple of days, it's grey, cloudy, misty and raining. But I suppose that's the weather. It does that, doesn't it? But you kind of think, I don't know.
Now, did you see the Sex Pistols? I'll say Sex Pistols, but it's really not. But it's like a boy band. They've managed to find a guy that's obviously John Lydon impersonator. Yeah,
who is that? Is that
he's fantastic.
Frank Turner, is it? I think. Yeah, I think it's Frank Turner. Yeah, he's been around a while. I know what you mean. Yeah, I haven't seen any of their shows.
Is it? Well, I've watched. They played in New Zealand. They played in Australia. You're listening to Beat Old.
No matter what you say,
you're listening to another conversation
or your preoccupation
on truthmeets.com.
You can practice every day.
And now on with the conversation.
The Art of Conversation.
There's a lot of condensation happening at the moment, I can tell you right now. Listening to Martha and Rick on Be Told, episode number 20. Did I say 26 before? I can't remember. I'm absolutely hopeless with numbers at the moment. Great with numbers when it comes to spotting conspiracy ones, but my own shows, not so good.
That's the important ones to see.
Yeah, so it's my date's the 22nd. Your date would be the 22nd as well?
It's 22nd, yeah, 20 to 10 in the morning, 9:40 a.m.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's April and it's 2025, the year of... goodness gracious me. I just think this year has been one of those years that has been nonstop from like 5 minutes to midnight, massive psyops and going on in America.
We're getting on for
Tesla's exploding.
You know, five months of the year done, and it's nearly getting halfway to June, not far away now. You think,
I know.
Jesus, is it time going? Is it me, or is it just so much shite? It's not you. It makes time go quick because everyone's head spinning.
I had a message from Verilicious from the Gold Coast. Her and Ian come D-Train. They were staying at my place a year ago this week over Easter. They popped past and had a great time. It was a year ago, and I said, it can't be. But I was like, whoa, really? And it was. To me, it was 6 months ago, 7 months ago. But time has gone so fast. But this year, this is going to be a record year. You're going to get to Christmas sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I'll just say that.
And is it because we had 2 or 3 years of being trapped indoors? Well, so a lot of people were trapped indoors, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And all of a sudden, time is just going quick to make up for those years lost? I don't know.
Oh, look, well, those years went fast to me as well. But this is a different level because there's so much in the news. Every time I switch it on or look at anything, I'm like going, you know, I spot stories, I share a bit, I talk a bit.
We watch the news, but when do you ever pick the news up and nothing's happened? Literally, the news will be, nothing's happened today, everybody, just get on with your shit and just enjoy the day. It's always something.
So now they're even making the weather, like if it's, like as someone was saying, recently, every time it rains, they're saying, stay inside, don't go outside. They're giving you warnings about the weather. It's like, come on. I mean, especially when you live in Australia, it's like, it's always, you know, flooding, fires, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, if that was the case, you'd never go out.
You would not go out. Well, I'd say that the agenda is they don't want you to go out. And an awful lot of people, particularly one of my children, at least, would be quite happy not to go out and just to sit at home playing online with his friends in various locations, playing, you know, basketball, football, UFC, whatever. Now, speaking of UFC, I'm quite amused to see. I really enjoy that Paddy Pimble. Is it Pimble? Or he just won the UFC the other day. He's a scouser. I don't normally follow. Look, but just. Trust me, when I go onto Facebook, I get nothing but that. I don't know why they think I'll be interested in this stuff. Maybe they heard my son talking about it because he loves it.
Just talking about it,
And all of a sudden they think, oh, well, he must be interested. We'll, you know, hit him with all the shit. You know, I got lots of constant stuff from that Irish. Well, actually, this is relevant. Conor McGregor, he's talking about coming into politics. The other guy that's talking about, and the other guy talking about is in England, and that's that guy that the misogynist.
Paddy Pimblett.
Paddy Pimblett is the scouser that just won the UFC. Blonde hair, really great sense of humour, likable guy. He just doesn't seem to be the kind of guy that would be out there trying to kill you in the ring, but he is, and he did it the other night. To his victim, he's now seven in the world, number seven. But what I'm picking up on is I lost my train of thought. I was about to say something
Conor McGregor and some.
Conor McGregor. Okay, so Conor McGregor. No, so who's the other? Andrew Tate. Okay. So Andrew Tate has been fated. And this be aware here, that guy, more people under 30 know who he is than they know about anyone else. I don't know how, but Andrew Tate, who's this ex-UFC fighter, whose father was in the CIA. I'll say that again.
Dodgy character. Yeah, he's setting up a political party, isn't he? He's running for PM or something.
Well, if Conor McGregor is doing the same thing in Ireland, then you can guarantee your future. Because just remember, Trump is straight out of the World Wide Wrestling situation.
Yeah, and we're moving on to UFC. UFC owns, or WWE owns UFC, doesn't it? Or vice versa. I can't think which one it is.
And you've got the number one podcaster on the planet to this day, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm. Look, when I tell you, when I say most people are listening to him under, they are, my sons, even my daughter, I don't think she listens to him, but she's listening to American podcasts. So I asked her one day, we're on a job, and because I hadn't spent much time over the last 4 years, she's been overseas, but I said, who are you listening to? And she religiously listened every morning to these two guys in America, and they have that kind of Rogan-y kind of feel. My youngest son, when we drove to Sydney once, that's all I listened to, Joe Rogan, the whole way. So Andrew Tate, Conor McGregor are very viable to become actual leaders in the future just by the fact that everyone knows who they are.
Yes, the narrative in UK at the moment is all about this, you know, misogyny and online misogyny and sexism and all that. Andrew Tate. They mention him in the same breath. So there's a new Netflix program out. I don't know if you've seen it. It's got that Stephen Graham in it. It's about a murder of a school child murders another school child. And it's all about this online misogyny and online sexism.
Yeah, it's called adolescence.
Yeah, it's basically a fictitious story about a fictitious story. It's shit.
But they are pushing it
over here, big time.
Yeah. So yeah. Okay. Well, it's being pushed here as well. So basically, adolescence has come out. It's some controversial Netflix production, which again, Netflix guaranteed. Be aware, this is weaponized. So you've seen the footage of Ireland at the moment has just got a sea of Romany gypsies have arrived now, ripping everyone off sideways. There's an Irish guy roaming around some little town, and he said, out of nowhere, they've got these gypsies everywhere. From Czechoslovakia, Romanian gypsies.
Yeah.
And what they're doing, they've got keys to all the bins everywhere, and they're going around emptying the bins and taking them down to those machines, which I just used the other day. I've got one not far from me where I take the beer bottles down, you feed them, and you get 10 cents per bottle.
Yeah.
So they've got organised scams going on in Ireland. The Irish are just going, what the fuck has happened here? Because these guys are getting paid 5,000, is it 500 euros a week for free, plus a house.
Yes, or a hotel.
Or a hotel. Yeah. Mm. And they're going, I am Irish now. You know, they're trying to mimic the accent badly. Mm. The actual Irish are just going, they're too scared to say it, though, because the Irish are very, like Australians, Australian males are very, not my generation, or, you know, the generation about 5 years younger than me, they're all lefties.
Yeah.
Something happened to their education system. Just like the New Zealanders when I left and came over here, everything went left. Everything is left. And so they can't say anything, so they don't want to be thought of as racist. So they're actually homeless or can't get a job. They can't get a house. They've got foreigners coming and getting a house, getting paid for nothing. And so what the reports are basically from Birmingham, England, from Scotland, England, whatever, that there's people standing around the streets doing nothing, drinking. Like they're in basically... Yeah. getting paid to do nothing.
Yeah. And they're complaining about it, that the house is not good enough or the hotel's not good enough. And then
for free.
Yes. And the French philosopher who come up with that, the great replacement
theory,
has just now been banned from entering the UK. And Keir Starmer's telling everyone that we got free, that we have free speech in the UK. Where can you have free speech if you're banning people like that? So
I have to say that at least David Icke, no matter what, even so, it's 40 years now that his book came. No, sorry, 30 years that I first read his book. I got both. The Truth Will Set You Free. I read his book in 1996. I think I got both his two books, where I said, how could this guy have so much information so fast and so many books getting published? But everything he's saying is actually quite relevant to what's going down. It was 100% correct.
Mm. It does seem to be, isn't it? You just have to see it. You can see it. It's there. It's in front of you. There's no, you know, even if you don't think there's people behind the scenes pulling the strings, you can. People are seeing it.
It's happened. It's happened. Yeah. Not happening. It's happened.
Yes. Too late now.
Yeah. And so the Irish that I'm seeing on, there's some young American guy going around interviewing people in Ireland, and the locals are just going, some going, I don't want to be racist. I don't, people are racist and da-da-da. But some want to say the truth, that going, hang on, like these people are just not, they're standing around. Apparently, so the thing you can spot is Turkish hairdressers.
Yes.
Turkish barbers.
Yeah.
That's the sign money. That you've been taken.
We know that. Yeah, money laundering. They sit there empty. There's nobody in them. And there's half a dozen
money
shops on the high street. And apparently last week there was a raid done by the police to raid these places. Everyone knows what they're there for. And it's ridiculous. Crazy days.
Well, so now I can have a conversation with you. You're in Scotland. I can have a conversation with someone in Birmingham. A long way from me. I could have a conversation with someone in New Zealand. Basically, the West has been, it's happened, it's going on right now, this new replacement thing's going on. It's not a debatable thing. And that's why I'm very suspicious of this whole weird, that's everything's fake crowd, that, you know, it's fake. No. It's real. It's happening. It is happening, and your news story and that you're getting, it's highly accurate. So
yeah, the media will spin it one way, you know, to suit them. But you just have to see it. It's, you know, but that's why the racism word was invented, wasn't it? You know, it's the taboo word along with everything else. And they're certainly pushing over here, I think, to regulate the internet. Big time of all these Netflix programs.
So picking up something, I was listening on the Fakeologist show with not the audio chats, forget about them, the shows Ab's doing. He had someone on there and they were talking about all these people were saying they can't get listen to it anymore because it's been silenced.
Well, BitChute has been taken off UK and Gab. You can't get onto Gab in the UK.
Isn't that incredible? So
they've been taken down. Unless you've got a VPN, I suppose. But yeah, they just said it's not. No, it's freedom of speech in inverted commas. No,
it's
you
gone.
Can't watch it. Yeah.
So therefore, that's going to strangle numbers. You know, and I haven't got a VPN. I don't know how to even do it. Yes, I could if I wanted to.
Mm.
But I don't need to at the moment. But England has basically had all their, they can't listen to Fakeologist shows or, you know, or BitChute or Gab. Gab was already weaponized though. That Gab got taken down by that story about some guy going around shooting up Asian massage parlors back in the day. There was some bullshit story. And Gab, I think the guy that founded Gab, isn't he something to do with some American politician?
Isn't he married to someone? He's married to one of them. Is that Candice Owens or something like that?
You just said it. And she's banned from coming to Australia because she's too, you know, conspiratorial or whatever. But, yeah. but we really are going into this. You know, when they said 2030, the agenda is being rolled out big time, and Trump's the guy that's going to do it faster than anyone else.
Yeah,
and
the Judas goat, Trump. That's what his job is.
And this war, you know, war in brackets, Ukraine. This, you know, New Zealand's now sending soldiers into Ukraine. New Zealand proudly,
really?
Sending. Yeah. They'll do whatever the king tells them to do, or whatever. And so I can't commentate on anything on Facebook without being seen as being a racist conspiracy theorist or whatever. So
yeah.
I don't ever put anything on Facebook. It's not worth it.
And that's the way it's going, isn't it? And that's why they invent these bullshit stories of people going to the moon, you know,
Blue Origin, which is straight out satanic, because Satan apparently came down with the blue. I talked about that in the last show I did about the strange. The jewels that Lucifer had around his head, but it was apparently a giant blue colored jewel or whatever. It wasn't opal, but it was blue.
Whatever.
And so the whole Jeff Bezos has got the same. And look, I looked at the footage. I'll have to say this. I've never seen so many people on Facebook going fake about Katy Perry's going to space. Everyone's calling it fake. You saw the landing.
Of course. The same as the Trump shooting. Everyone was calling that fake at the time. But it means that they don't have to employ their brains to think that planes don't fly into buildings, or
exactly.
The footage of war we see on the news, in inverted commas, is done by CGI.
It's done by CGI, and it's usually straight out of one of like about five different online war games, I think it was 300 or 30,000 images that they used for the Ukraine war were found to come straight out of World of Warcraft or. One of those games that they all play. And they all play them.
It stops the normal people making that link, doesn't it? Because they know that this shit of going to into space is so silly that surely they can't fake wars and they can't fake this and they can't fake that. That's why it's done, to stop people using their brain and putting two and two together.
Well, the thing is, most young people are not, you know, your opinion's 100% correct. I'll put money on it. The young people are not interested in what old white people think at all. And so basically anything that I would bring up, even to 30% of my children, they wouldn't care because it's like, oh, there goes dad again, going on about fake footage.
Here we go.
That silly old bugger going on about, you know.
You
got to laugh. But sadly, it's because it, so unless Joe Rogan comes out and says something, they don't believe it.
Andrew, what's he saying about the blue?
Well, he'd be too. His advisors would say you better start saying it's fake because everyone else is, because they are. Right. Everyone else is. So he'd be just told what to say. You're like, you can go with it because he's come out saying the moon landings were fake, then they were real, then they're fake again. So he's done 180s quite. He could be a ballerina, basically, doing, you know, pirouettes of truth. And that'd be a good name for a show, Pirouettes of Truth. I'll name this one Pirouettes of Truth.
Yeah.
But there you go. I'll just come in that one. A total exclusive, Fake Oldest Radio, Fake Oldest Radio. Oh, sorry, Truth Meets.
Totally,
organic.
Totally organic. There you go. That's where the conversation goes, isn't it? Yes, he'll read his script, whatever way it was going to go. But
he's obviously told. But the people that I'm, you know, because one of my sons, the guy that was playing Joe Rogan, he is always interested in my. You're listening to Be Tall.
No matter what your age, You're listening to Conversation.
Or your affiliation.
On truthmeets.com.
Let yourself engage.
And now, back to the conversation.
In the art of conversation.
It's always raining in Scotland. You got Martha coming in to talk to Rick on the 22nd of April 2025. And we're talking about a lot of interesting stuff, a lot of interesting stuff. And I don't know how long you got, Martha. Are you working? Or you got the day off?
I am working. Yeah, I've got another five minutes. So if you want to start, we're pirouette to a close. So where were we? Talking about Joe Rogan. Talking about the Sex Pistols. Let's go back to the Sex Pistols.
Oh, yeah, yes. Quickly. Yeah, well, everyone that's seen them has just raved about how fantastic it was and how great Steve Jones is. And, like, because he had a heart attack a couple of years ago, he said...
He was a big-time junkie, wasn't he? I didn't realise. I read his book.
Well,
his book is good. I didn't realise how bad he was, actually, if you believe the book. But
yeah. I like Steve Jones. His show, I'm telling you now, his Jonesy's Jukebox, any episode, any of them are all enjoyable. The way he talks, he's just an honest guy. And a couple of times he started to bring up stuff, he's querying things. He's going, because I know that the guy's an honest guy. He's a knockabout Londoner. He's a cat burglar from way back.
Yep.
Who stole all of his equipment off.
All their equipment,
Between David Bowie and Mott the Hoople. All of this stuff he had there, and he actually tried to give it back, because when he started making a fair bit of money. But the Jonesy's Jukebox show is always worth listening to because you actually hear a guy who's just totally honest. And he was not a ward of the state, but he grew up in a broken home, and he was in and out of juvie, which we call over here, but juvenile detention. And if you want to see the movie, the juvenile Scum, which is a great movie. Yep. I don't know if you've seen it.
Hundreds of times seen it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great movie. That's the kind of his life that he grew up in. He was saying, he was stealing cars to get back to juvie,
Rick, I'm sorry, mate. I'm going to have to go because I've got my carpenter has just arrived. Thanks for your time. Sorry to buzz off.
Be told. Have a good one. Fantastic. Fantastic. Thanks, Martha.
Good one. Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.
Over and out. Be told. There was Martha coming in to have a great conversation. And we're talking about Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols. They've reformed with the original bass player, Glenn Matlock, and the original drummer from the Sex Pistols. And they've employed a guy that pretends to be Johnny Rotten or John Lydon, doing a fantastic job. But you get your money's worth, but you're not getting John Lydon. You're not watching the actual thing that was the Sex Pistols. It's a fake version of the Sex Pistols. He also reformed 2 years ago, and they called themselves with Billy Idol. Billy Idol's bass player from Generation X, Steve, whatever his name is, another Steve, and they called themselves the Generation Sex. And they didn't headline, but they played a really good gig at Glastonbury last year. Well, good stuff. Yeah, I just love that stuff. I grew up, I was 16 when they came out, 15, 16. It was my favourite band. Back in the day, for a while, and then until there other various fantastic bands came out. Now, I'm going to wind it up. What am I going to play for the end of the music? We won't be playing the Sex Pistols or anything like that. I might think The Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull, which has got a bit of a meaning to it about fake wars, and I think it was about Vietnam, but it was kind of a parody song. Maybe. But Jethro Tull, Bungle in the Jungle, will be the end of the song tonight on A Be Told, episode 26. Thank you very much for listening. And thank you, Martha, for coming and having some really interesting conversations, which we can continue next time we do something. And maybe it might even be a surprise, be told on this Friday, which is Anzac Day, where we have a total, it's a religious holiday almost here about World War One, Two, and Three. Have we had three? But anyway, thank you so much, you wonderful people out there, for listening to the Be Told shows and Bongversation shows and Rick and Roller shows, which I love doing. I'll sign out and I'll send off the song to Joelle, but Bungle in the Jungle by Jethro Tull. And they're there. We're talking about bungles and jungles and suspicious wars. Thank you very much. I shall be going. Good night. Bye. Play now.
Walking through forests of palm tree apartments, scoff at the monkeys who live in their dark tents. Down by the water hole, drunk every Friday, eating their nuts, saving their raisins for Sunday. Lions and tigers who wait in the shadows, they're fast but they're lazy and sleep in green meadows. Well, that's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me, yes. Well, I'm a tiger when I want love, but I'm a snake if we disagree. Just say a word and the boys will be right there with claws at your back to send the chill through the night. Hey, is it so frightening to have me at your shoulder? Thunder and lightning, but be bolder. I'll write on your tombstone, I thank you for dinner. This game that we animals play is the winner. Well, let's bungle in the jungle. Well, that's all right by me. Yes, I'm a tiger when I want love. I'm a snake if we disagree. Yes. Snakes in the grass. He's a lover of life, but a player.